This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom, today. And I want you to know God is still on his throne. And he hears and answers prayer. And just as long as your faith is intact, everything's going to come out all right. Oh, yes, God works all things together for the good to those who love him. All things, not some things, even the rotten things, even the sinful things. Oh, yes, he worked Paul's sinfulness to the good. He accomplished in grace even greater than the sin. And he was sold out to the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Are you sold out today? That's what it's all about. It's not about just saying, Jesus, come into my heart. No, no, no. I want to be sold out. Sold out. I want to be a witness, a martyr of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone's not sold out. You see, if I were playing poker today, being sold out means putting all your money or your chips in. What does it mean to be sold out to Jesus? I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I am sold out today. We need preachers that are sold out. I tell you, I preach my greatest talks or sermons when I am broken, when I cannot go on another minute on my own power. Things begin to happen. God uses my weakness to touch people. Oh, yes. And I tell you, I don't like that. But you want to know what? Whether I like it or not, the Lord Jesus uses it when I'm down and out. And everyone, at one time or another, down and out. And I want to tell you, if you're down and out, the Lord Jesus alone is going to come and pick you up. Oh, I have told the Lord, I am in the street, I am broken, I am needy, I am poor. No one else, Lord, I want to pick me up. Only you come and pick me up. You who are gentle and humble of heart, I need you to come and pick me up. No one else. I don't need another person. I want your wounded hands to come and pick me up and take me to yourself. Oh, yes, I know what it is to be down and out, but Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, even when you and I are down and out, and he comes to pick us up with his wounded hands, glorified wounded hands. I tell you, this is real. Nothing is impossible for God. One person said, I've committed the unpardonable sin. Well, the unpardonable sin is finally rejecting forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't reject forgiveness. Go to confession. Confess your sins. Turn away from them. Give your life back to the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never reject you. He tells us in John 6, no one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me. Listen to it quickly, that I should lose nothing, that's you, of what he has given me. That's you, that's me too, but I should raise it up on the last day. Oh, yes, I have been picked up by those wounded hands so many times. And he never said, "I told you so." He compassionately picks up those people who belong to him that are in the gutter. I tell you, it's real. It's real. Where would I be if he didn't pick me up when I was in the gutter? And I tell you, the gutter can be depression. The gutter could be fear. The gutter could be whatever. He comes and picks us up with those wounded, glorified hands. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you and me. Why have these broadcasts lasted 41 years and today one day? One day extra. 41 years and one day. Why? Because Jesus picks up those people that are in the gutter. He picks them up with his wounded, glorified hands. That's you and that's me. Why do people listen to this broadcast? You want to know why? I'm going to tell you, it's the Holy Spirit. But I'm real. I'm not the chief evangelist that has no problems. I'm like everybody else. I'm in absolute need of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I am an evangelist, but I need Jesus more than I've ever needed him. Oh, I know he saved me at baptism and through faith. I know that last Sunday in August 1968, I surrendered my life to him. But you know what? There are lots of days from August, the last Sunday, 1968, and now. Lots of days that I've been down and out in the gutter. And he came to pick me up with those wounded, glorified hands. Now, if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Oh, yes, you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, you have fallen prey by the enemy. Oh, yes, remember the word of Jesus. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. He wants to pick you up today with those wounded, glorified hands. And he doesn't want to say, "I told you so." That's why the great sacrament of penance is so important. You see, when I am burdened with my sin, I go to confession. And not only does the priest absolve me, but I am face to face in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, thank God for that sacrament of penance or confession. Thank God. I tell you, the devil hates it. He hates it. He'll tell you, "You don't need to go to a priest. He's just another man." Oh, yeah. Jesus said, "Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." That's what Jesus said, not Father Tom. Jesus himself. "Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." I remember when I was ordained, September 15th, 1979, someone came to me and said, "I want to go to confession." The first day, the oil on my hands had not even been dried off. "I want to go to confession." Oh, I had never absolved anyone before, but I said, "Okay, let's find a quiet place and you can go to confession." That's real. That's real. "Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." This Jesus is wonderful. He's so wonderful. You know why the Pharisees hated him? I'll tell you why. Because he ate with sinners and prostitutes. And he still does. At the altar of sacrifice, sinners and prostitutes who have been forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. That's why no one is rejected by the Lord Jesus Christ. No one, no one, no one. He has not come to reject you, but to bring you into his sacred heart, his broken heart pierced with a lance, that you would live, and me too, in that heart of Christ Jesus. Oh, how we need to preach the power of the heart of Jesus, the love of Jesus from his sacred heart. I will draw all men unto myself when I am lifted up, Jesus said. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men and women to myself. He was lifted up on the cross, and he drew you, me, and even those who hate him into his sacred heart. Yes, even those who hate him, I will draw all men unto myself. It's time to surrender today. It's time to look up and say, I have a Savior in Christ Jesus. It's time to look up and say, the blood is more powerful than my sins, the blood of the Lamb. It's time to look up and say, I am a child of God. I've been bought with a price, not with any diminishable silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. You've been bought with a price. I often think of wearing a price tag, and on the price tag it says, bought with the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. You bought with the blood of Jesus. How wonderful that is. No one who comes to me will I ever reject, he says. That's you, that's me. It's time to preach to people that no sin is too great. It's time to run into the wounded hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, wounded yet glorified. For you, for me, for the world. Yesterday we saw the president taking his office, President Trump. How wonderful. We need to pray for him. The Bible says pray for your leaders. We need to pray for him that he be led by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. But you know what? As he took the oath of office, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ was behind him, watching him do that. I believe. I hope one day he'd give himself to Jesus. I hope one day that he surrendered to Jesus. But I know God has given him to us, and we need to pray for him. Oh, yes. Pray for him, whether you like him or not, whether he's good or bad to you. Pray for him. The Bible says pray for your leaders. He's the president of the United States. It's so important, the decisions that he makes. Pray for him. Even if you don't like him, pray for him. Pray for him. That's the word of God. Thanks be to God for prayer. Where would I be if people did not pray for me? There is a priest in the western part of Massachusetts, Divine Mercy Place. You know how he came to the Lord Jesus Christ? There were these women who were not from the United States praying for him while he was in darkness, praying for him that he would come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? Their prayer was answered. He was converted by the blood of the Lamb. He now, this priest at the Divine Mercy Shrine, welcomes people and preaches the power of the gospel to people. How wonderful. Thank God for those women that when he was deep in darkness, they continued to pray for him that Jesus would save him. Your prayers are so powerful. Your prayers are so powerful. Your prayers are so powerful. I said it three times because they're the most powerful. Don't give up in praying for people. Don't give up until they are at the throne of grace. And even when they're at the throne of grace, don't give up that they would become the saints of God to bring the gospel to the world one at a time. Oh, yes. Pray, pray, pray. Thanks be to God. Only God knows how I came into the kingdom, of how many people prayed for me. Oh, when I go by the grace of God and see God, I will see all those people who drew me to Christ by their prayers. That's why we never give up on people. Never, never, never. I once, when I was a young priest, was called to a woman, and this woman was very angry with God. Oh, I told her of the love of Jesus. She hated what I told her, and I kept on telling her that she was bought with the price, with the precious blood of the Lamb, and she said, no, no. You know what? It was the most devastating day that I've ever had, that in her last moments, she rejected forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ. That scared the heart out of me. She rejected the forgiveness that the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to give. It was not the sacrament of penance. I was told to go by the pastor to see if I could convince her that she was loved by the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I didn't see it. I hope that when she breathed her last, she was brought before Jesus himself and repented. I don't know what happened to her. I was brokenhearted that she didn't come to Jesus, and she was on the last moments of her life. Oh, God, I want to be with Jesus, not only at the last moments of my life, but now and every now that I take a breath. I want to be with Jesus, who loves me and who gave himself for me, who loves you and gave himself for you. We want to be with Jesus, the head of the church. Thanks be to God, we have a head that has been crucified and bled for the church, for you and for me, and even for the world. Thanks be to God for his wounded, glorified hands who picks us up out of the pit of sin and death when we say, I surrender. Thanks be to God that no one is too far gone. He picks them up who cry out to him, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. No one is impossible. No one, no one, no one. That's why we preach the gospel, that people would hear and be saved. Oh, yes, 41 years and one day I've been on radio proclaiming our Lord Jesus, the Lord of the church. Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, I pray that even when I return to God by grace, my tapes will continue to be bringing people to Jesus, even when I'm not on the earth. Oh, yes, I want to bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people. That's you. You're not too far gone. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. You're not too far gone. He loves you. He loves you. He has plans for your life You say, I'm too far gone. No, no, no. That's the devil himself telling you that. No one is too far gone. Because he says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And listen to his will. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing, that's you and me, that I should nothing of what he has given me, but I should raise it up on the last day. Here I am, Lord. Save me. Here I am, Lord. You bled for me. Here I am, Lord. You breathed your last breath for me. Here I am, Lord. You pray for me at the Father's right hand. Here I am, Lord. You have been raised from the dead. Here I am, Lord. You have been ascended into heaven. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. No will but the will of God. No will but the will of the Father. I come to do your will. And it is your will that I would proclaim the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ until I not breathe anymore. And even when I'm dead, that my tapes would proclaim the cross, death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. That's my life. That's my life. It's not something that just happened. My life is to proclaim Jesus. My life is to be sold out to Jesus by grace. I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I need the grace of God to be sold out to Jesus. Even when I don't feel it. Even when it seems that God is far, far away, distant. Oh, yes. I want to be sold out. And I have been sold out when I felt that Jesus was far, far away. I gave myself to him, knowing that he was hiding, but that I wasn't going to change my mind just because it seemed that he was far, far away. He's right there for you. No matter what you're feeling or not feeling, and he waits for you to recommit your life to him. To recommit your life to him. It's what makes us Christians. It's what makes us the children of God as we give our life to Jesus Christ. How do I do it? Lord Jesus, I surrender. Lord Jesus, I surrender. Your blood cleanses me from all sin. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Oh, you may have fallen into the pit of sin. Get to confession. Go to confession. Confess your sins. Leave the confessional free as a bird. Don't worry about what people think about you. Oh, yes, people know that at one time you were sold out to Jesus. Then you regressed and gave your life to sin again. It's time to give your life back to Jesus Christ right now, right this moment. Here I am, Lord. I surrender. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I want you to be all in all for me, my Lord, my Savior, my all. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. Those words, they are carved in my heart. They are carved in my heart that there's no impossible person. Even at the last moment, Lord Jesus, here I am. I come to do your will. Bishop Fulton J. Sheen went to the hospital to a man who was dying. And the man wanted nothing to do with Jesus. And the bishop said over and over, the only thing you need to do is to say, Jesus, here I am. And every time the bishop went to visit the man, he wanted nothing to do with Jesus. And one day, he died. And the bishop went to the nurse that accompanied him at his death and said, did he have any last words? He said, yes, here I am, Lord. I come to the Lord Jesus. The bishop wanted to dance, that in the last moment of his life, he gave himself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I tell you, don't wait for the last moment. Do it now. Surrender. Tell the Lord, I surrender. Your blood cleanses me from sin. I surrender. Be my Lord, my Savior, my friend, my all. I surrender, Lord Jesus. Your blood is more powerful than my sin. Amen. Alleluia. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.